Okay, Mish Pakai, I wanted to finish what I was reading here, a summation of what we've been studying, what we've been bringing to you over the past couple of weeks about the empire and the transition that's taken place before our eyes, and they're orchestrating before the world to bring you into the understanding of their pagan god worship of the sun, moon, planet, and stars again, and they're going to give you proof of that because they're going to use their magic software of their pan-stars telescopes that are united around the world, making up digital images of a virtual reality above your head. You don't know what is true or not that they're telling you because you cannot see and evidence and witness it for yourself. So do we need to listen to anything coming from NASA? No, we don't. Everything that NASA and the sorcerers put out from their Vatican astronomy observatories is all Greek and mythological based, going back to Rome, all the fallen ones of the Nephilim and the ancient god kings of the corrupted bloodline seeds of Cain that have willfully intermixed in defiance of our Elohim. And as he said, as the days of Noah were, it will be again, and that's the intermixing of plants, human beings, everything on this earth, and the homogeneous effect that occurs of hermaphroditism. And as a result, you're even seeing laws that come up like in France where you can't even say mother or father anymore because of the hurt heart pains of these homosexual hermaphrodite sorcerizing emperors that are getting the whole world morally corrupted so they can use the power of those people to raise up the darkened one who needs the reflection of light of all the people on the planet and the worship thereof to become manifest again on this earth to take his seat in the new temple that these Canaanite cabal kings of the Jewish and northern 10 tribe of Israel, 12 king bloodlines, are all orchestrating this effect in the land of Israel to where we, on the blood red moons, as they come up, they are judgments upon the times and seasons that he says he hates of our new moon days, of our festival days, and the way we worship. So who is regathering it today and who did it was these kings of this empire, the bloody kings of Cain, who were bringing together the sorcering idea of the two houses of Israel being reunited in the land under the auspices of the new temple that will be built by under the law of the Pharisees and Sadducees who rule the kingdom of Israel today in the land over our Jewish brothers in the tribe of Yehuda who are just as disenfranchised, just as disillusioned, just as confused, as all the 12 tribes that are scattered throughout the world in any religion, but especially in Christianity and Judaism. So what I finished off with last time was talking about the Olympics and reading there, and I'll just reread that one paragraph so we can catch up here. The Olympics was a celebration of her, the Queen of Elizabeth, enduring an unmovable march of the British invasion of the world with the satanic druid worship of old. That's through the British invasion. That was termed for a term that was used during the 60s with the Beatles coming in, bringing the satanic sorcery and witchcraft that you're seeing promoted throughout all the music industry and movies today, right on stage like the Academy Awards, the Grammys, the Olympics, etc. Through the art world and breath. She has sat and ruled over the greatest destruction of the morals of Scripture in the history of the world since the flood. She has successfully reigned over the transition of the empire of QE1, Queen Elizabeth I, and her sorcerer helper, John Dee, who is represented by 007 today with Queen Elizabeth jumping out of the plane at the Olympics. But they did that up to World War II. Queen Elizabeth's first empire went that long. And then once that blood sacrifices, rearranging, reorder of the New World Order came, they set up the League of Nations to, after they'd reorganized the Middle East and created, through the Rothschild power, probably the top of this bloodline family, and setting up the Kingdom of Israel over again. She took the throne 8 years, new beginnings after World War II, after her father died 16 months earlier. In the change or masking of the empire into a new commonwealth of nations. You know, we're already getting to this one world idea. And I remember, Mish Pakai, when I sat in school and we learned of the failure of the League of Nations, I remember sitting there in my heart thinking, oh my gosh, might have had peace. I mean, they're so good at teaching this from the very beginning. All these schools and all of our educational system across the globe, even your media, all your media, all your movies is controlled by these six companies or corporations in the around the world. They control 90%, and these corporations are owned by these bloodline royals of these houses in Europe. So what was I getting to? The educational system was taken over by Rockefeller in the formation of this country during the Industrial Revolution in the United States. After World War II, we had 65% 10% of the industrial capacity of the world. That's how we became so wealthy. And then today we have less than, I think, 12%, because they are dismantling this country for a sacrifice for the rising up of Apollyon to be, or King Arthur again in the European mindset, to be incarnated into one king that will be raised up after Elizabeth. So they reorganized the wealth of the empire and Europe during World War II. They started with World War I, which reorganized the Middle East, and then World War II, which reorganized Europe, U.S., Asia, Africa, and South America. QE, Queen Elizabeth I, in 1998, on November 22nd, a movie was made about Queen Elizabeth and released. The first was released. Kennedy and Adolphus Huxley were both died on November 22nd. Jackie Kennedy was a member of the press at the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in 1953 on June 2nd. In June, the sun is the house of Gemini, which are representative of the two pillars, or pillars of Atlas, of time and space. The two pillars of time and space, and the control over the earth and the seasons, and the termination of the seasons, the calendars, and the way we walk, and who we serve. That also, they represent the two tribes that are ruled over by Cain. Pan stars, the telescope in Hawaii with let me put this. Pan stars, it was the first, the telescope in Hawaii was the first telescope to get the new software of Pan stars. And that was in 98. And it was the first place for the new programming. The Hawaiian mountain is Halakalala, and it means house of the sun. Sorry for all my babbling through that. Anyway, going on. Asteroid. Now we're going to talk about asteroids, because this is what they're supposed to be. They have us all looking up and fearing. They want us to fear the heavens, what's coming down from the heavens. It's the opposite of what our master has told us, our King Yeshua did. He told us to keep looking up, and our hope for our redemption draws nigh. They're teaching fear on a global scale, and they do everything on a global scale so the whole world will know, because they have a global mindset for a global one world order. So anyway, an asteroid is best derived from the goddess Asteria, common in the word hysteria, the purpose of which is to cause global change, global fear, on a global scale to orchestrate the world into a one-world pre-apocalyptic union, as stated in the biography of John Dee that we wrote to you about. The Curion teacher of Queen Elizabeth today, whom you know as James Bond today, was John Dee. They are making you afraid of the heavens and teaching the gods of old, and one day will give you the proof of Gaia and the gods of the heavens as your creators and rulers today. Through fear, they conquer the hearts of minds of men. Queen Elizabeth II took over after the greatest chaos orchestration event by the druid magic priests of their royal family bloodlines, ending the empire and beginning the Commonwealth age of her rule, to destroy all morals through the lasciviousness teachings of Curion and Bacchus. Her reign began at the end of the great sacrifice of World War II that her fathers and family lines of Europe and the U.S. orchestrated. Queen Elizabeth, as the goddess of wisdom and sincerity, Athena or Minerva, Athena of Greece or Minerva in Rome, and spinner of wool, crafts, poetry, and other things, she took over from her father, who was coronated in 1936 to order the chaos of sacrifice of World War II for the coming queen. She was propped up by the people from the beginning of her reign, ending because of the ending of rationing of foods in Britain, and the feeding of the riches and land stolen in World War II could begin for the next stage of the transformation of Britain and her empire, the Commonwealth of Nations. The next chaotic transformation being another building up and then bust into World War III, and a new rule by a new king. The next king of Britain will be the monarch mind controller of the masses during the next chaos creation period to rise up the new age of the new phoenix out of the ashes. They are orchestrating the new age through their goal of the golden fleece, golden rule, which is global rule, through the propaganda of their ancient and old religion to be reborn anew again over the world. Stars are falling from heaven, they say. The dinosaurs were killed by an hysteria asteroid, they say. And they will tell us when the next big one will come with the aliens, the bad ones first or good ones, destroying the old and give us a new peaceful one world. It all started in the 50s with the British invasion, the Beatles, and aliens from space. Today, it's asteroids and aliens, with movies movies and music to the pantheon of heavenly God bodies coming back to earth with one man to rise to save us all, a king. The Pan-STARRS new software that links telescopes across the world supposedly takes pictures and then fills in the gaps. All the pictures are completely digital, and they are teaching you their black magic spell, creating a virtual reality out of your understanding and imaging of the heavens and earth. Since 1998, the system of Pan-STARRS telescopes has announced most new incoming objects. They are now looking deeper into space to find more terrors of the gods, naming them after their pantheon they worship, and are orchestrating the entire world to do the same. The coming coronation is reminiscent of many other leaders who claimed authority to rule the world, one of which was Augustus Caesar. A comet passed giving his validity to his supreme rule and godhead. Queen Elizabeth II is about to step down, and at the Wool Spinners of Woolwich, telling long tales by spinning tales, a blood sacrifice was made through a Brit soldier, ending the reign of Elizabeth and telling us what the next stage of the next king will be, a destructive chaos creating battle between Muslims and Christians and Jews over the realm for new global rule of the golden fleece of the New World Order. Woolwich is the historical fortress of fortresses of the royals of Britain, the place of ancient gods of fortresses of the British Empire. So shalom aleichem mishpachah, and do not be deceived by the strong delusion by clearing your hearts out and stopping the fires that fire up between us and resentments or anything that comes up between us. And so that we won't be fried by the coming fire perfection of Yahuwah that is going to... I'll take anyone out that falls off of his times and seasons, which only we can only walk out in harmony with him. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, keep looking up. Hallelujah.